Kosher is the singing of the Nigun of the Tzadikim as how Nigunim are the Nigun of the Tzadikim as Breslov and Nigunim, and especially on Shabbos, which is the holding of Olam Haba, the Olam Haba. Baruch Hashem.
And it's also interesting that the additional aspect probably that we sing the Zmiris of our Rebbe with Emuna. The holding of the Rebbe is Emuna. So it's like a double kick.
That's what Rebbe Nachman said before, the whole concept of the Nigun of the Tzadik. The association
and we go with the Muna Daki his mirrors.
And that's why, what does the Pasuk say? Chu mizimras haaretz. Take from the fruit of the land, Rabbi Nezal brings, take from the zmirois of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Shchon Eretz, Re'emuna. Eretz Yisrael is also the union of Emuna. That's why in Eretz Yisrael you have the zmirois, the nigin of the tzadikim. This is why you have the union of the nigin within Eretz Yisrael. Why we should be zeichet to be from to follow all the aitzes that Rabbi Nezal described, prescribed in this Torah specifically about understanding the concept of bria and about staying away from any wrong type of apikursis and about studying Torah with hasmada to get to know the answers, whatever questions we could know the answers for, to get to know them well. So if anybody asks us any questions on emuna, a breastlover isn't like another person. By us people ask, oh, how could there be Hashem? What about the 6 million? A breastlover looks at him, what are you, an infant? You have the intelligence of an infant, a two-year-old could end. People think that that's a deep, difficult, what about the 6 million? Moron, what's the question? What about the 30 million? What about the million that die every day? Why doesn't that bother you? That's nothing. The 6 million died al Kiddush Hashem. There was a reason for it. They didn't get harmed for it. Just like a person who dies today in his deathbed dies for a reason. There's a reason why at this specific split second he's required to die. He was required to live up to this point. Those 6 million, we should all be zeichet to learn well enough to be able to have the answers when we need them. Baruch Hashem. Any person who reviews this Torah as a whole, as any Torah in the Gemara, just looking at this alone, you see Rabbi Nezal's greatness in knowledge of Torah alone. Use this. You could see Rabbi Nezal's knowledge, number one, in his items, topics of Kabbalah, the whole concept of Chol HaPoanim, to explain it so well, number one. And number two, to be able to take a sentence like this in Chumash, which seems to have no relation with this topic, and Rabbi Nezal's ingenuity in knowing all of these items with such a clarity, the whole concept of Kamtza, the grasshopper, this is discussed in Tikkun Ezayar, all the Sifrei Kabbalah mention this item. Ha'u Kamtza, the Lushman Ibn Eve, that's Bechinas Keser, Bechinas Atik, Bim Bim. Rabbi Nezal shows you how that's in Chumash. Maybe Mochor Arbe Bibulecha, the whole say that La'asid Lovoy, the Arbe is going to be revealed. The Keser, the Chol HaPoanim, which is the whole Inyan of. The whole Inyan of Ochen Ruach Hubranish through the Negina of Tzadik Emes, that's the whole manner in which this whole thing is going to achieve a ticket. Shmeinu that was Zeichet to be Mekusha to a Rebbe who knew this so well. The Rebbe who wrote this Sefer, who knew the whole Torah. You look at this Sefer and you look at any other Sefer in existence. There's no other Sefer that has both. As much as Rabbi, you have Sifrei Kabbalah, you have the Pisvei Arizal, which have comparable depth to the depth that Rabbi Nezal has. But in the Kisvei Arizal, you're not going to find the topic of his Spoidibus, his Chaskus, in the same manner as Rabbi Nezal gave it. Rabbi Nezal was the one who was zeichet to be able to combine both, put both together in one. The same Sefer that has dynamite, big bombs, has his Chaskus woven together perfectly, beautifully, without any problem. Living together side. The next Torah that we're going to learn now is one of the outstanding Torahs in the whole Sefer Likudimaran. Although we should say that about everyone, but it's a famous Torah. It's discussed in many places on the Kutei Halachos. And this Torah, Rabbi Nezal discusses very deeply the topic of Tefillah and the topic of the Tzadik Emes. Two fabulous topics. What time is Shkia now?
8:18
or something like that, which means you've got to figure 8:15 for them davening. We'll learn about 5 minutes. We'll cover the first paragraph without any interruptions. And then we'll go to Shul. Yeah, this Torah is the Torah, if you recall, we mentioned that when Rabbi Nezal's son had passed away, Rabbi Shlomo Freien's Zechet Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vracha, that time Rabbi Nezal was standing with Rabbi Moses Avraham Avdoli Zal, and Rabbi Nezal started crying. Rabbi Nezal started talking to them about the tzaros that he had to suffer because of them, in order to be Mekarav Nefashis, in order to be able to put out a Sefer like this. how the Satan was attacking him and his family in every way possible, literally killing out his family. We spoke to Shah, I don't know if they mentioned it, I was learning about it, that one of Rabbi Nezal's daughters, Fega, passed away. Rabbi Nezal had a daughter who passed away also at an early-ish age. Rabbi Nezal's son, Shlomo Ephraim, Zecher Tzedek Livracha, also passed away. And Rabbi Nezal said, this is all because of you, because I'm trying to be mekar of you. This is why the Satan is trying to kill me, you know, to hurt me, to harm me in every way, to get me to stop, and yet I'm going about this with mesiras nefesh. And Rabbi Nezal, when he was talking about this, he started to cry. As he started to cry, Rabbi Nezal writes that he thought, literally, that the whole world was going to be turned back to Tayu Vavoyu. Why? Because the Gemara says that at one point in time, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol got angry and began to cry. The Gemara says he cried one tear, and a third of the world was destroyed. And a Baskel came out, Kavadis Hashem, when a Tzadik Emes cries. So the Moses Arites, they saw this, they thought it was literally the end, and they ran out quickly. They ran out of Rabbi Nezal's presence. They were too embarrassed to stand in front of him at a time like this when he was crying. The next day, when Rabbi Nezal, this was on a Thursday, Erev Shabbos, when Rabbi Nezal saw them, he said, why did you leave? I had something to tell you. I had planned to tell you something at the time that was spectacular. You ran away, you didn't hear it. And Rabbi Nezal said, now I'll tell you what I had wanted to tell you. And that's this Torah on the Kutimran. And it's, what should I say? Okay. You'll hear it, and if you listen well, you'll understand what the depth that's involved here. ויאמר בו יעזורוס, הלי שמעתי ביתי, אל תלכי לוקה בסוד האחר, וגם לא יסברו לי מזה, אינכו בסוד אשר יקצרון, ולכת אחריין, אלי צביס הסנאון, ובלתי נגחו, וצמיס ולכת על הכלם, ושסיס אשר ישב הנורם. We'll explain this whole פסק when we get to the end of the Torah. And then as I'll review it, we'll explain this whole פסק. Torah סמך היי. Rabbi Nezal says, Da, you should know, כי יש סודה, there is a field, Vishom Gedalin Ilonois Vaasabim Yofim Vinoim Ma'oid. And in this field there grow trees and grasses which are very, very beautiful. Vigidel Yokor Yofi Hasode Vigidulov the awesome the immenseness of the beauty and preciousness of this field and the items that grow in it. It's impossible to describe. Ashrei ayin ra'as hazois. Ashrei to the eyes that was zeichet to set eyes on this field. Ve'ilonois va'asabim hein b'chinas neshamois k'dayshois ha'gedeilim shom. Rabbi Nezal says the trees and grasses refer to the neshamois that grow in this field. If you recall, Rabbi Nezal brought a posik in a different Torah. What's the posik? To associate neshamois with grasses of the field. Revova Nesaticha. Revova Ketzemach Hasodeh Nesaticha. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, I have made you plentiful like the grasses of the fields. Rabbi Nezal says, from that pasuk we see Kaviyachol that Hashem compares the neshamos of Bnei Yisrael to the grasses of the fields. Rabbi Nezal says, V'yesh kamo v'kamo neshamois arumois. Oh, right. There are many neshamois which are naked. Sheheim noim v'nodim michutz la'sodeh. They wander around outside of the field. U'mamtinim, they wait. U'metzapim, and they hope. Al-tikin, for a tikin. Sheyuchlu loshu v'lichnois al-mekaimon. That they should be zeched to re-enter their original place. Vigama filu neshama gedoila, even a great neshama, shebo tluyim kama neshamais, which is so great that there are many neshamais that are totally in this neshama, lefomim kishehi yitzas lechutz, when a neshama like that goes outside the field, koshe lo lachzer lesham, it's very hard for neshama, for that neshama to return, vehem kulam mevakshim umetzapim al baal hasode, all of these neshamais wait for the master of the field, sheyuchal lehisasek b'tzorach tikunam, that he should be misasek, he should deal with their tikkun, he should undertake this project of being misaking them. Rabbi Nezal says, v'yesh neshama shetikuno al yidei miso shelechod. There is a neshama whose whole tikkun can only come about through another individual passing away. When a certain individual passes away, that neshama achieves its tikkun. Or through the mitzvah, a certain mitzvah that another neshama does. When a son does a mitzvah, he elevates his father's neshama in Gan Eden. He can bring, if his father's neshama is outside of this field, he can bring his father's neshama into the field. One who wants to gird his loins, lahachnis atzmai, to enter, liyosu habal hasodeh, to enter into this project, to undertake this responsibility of being the Baal HaSadeh, the master of the field, Tzorech Lihiyois Ish Omud V'Takif V'Gibor Chayil V'Chochom V'Tzadik Godel Ma'oid. He has to be a very measured person, a person whose talents are very clearly defined, V'Takif, very powerful, V'Gibor Chayil, a warrior, the Chacham, very smart, and a tremendous tzaddik. Ki tzorech liyais odom godoil umuflog b'mayla ma'oid. He has to be an exceptionally great person, very exceptional. V'yesh echod, there is one, she'ena yochel ligmor ho'inyen ki im misosoi. There is one who cannot finish this item, these tikkunim, unless it's through his death. It's only in death that he can complete the tikkunim that he's supposed to effect. V'yesh echod she'en yochel ligmor ho'inyen ki va'afilu lozeh tzorech liyos godel ma'oid. You think that that's a low madrega? A person has to be a super high level tzaddik to be so great that with his passing he should be misakin many neshamos. Ki yesh kamo v'kamo gedolim, there were many great gedolim she'afilu in misosam lo yo'ilu, that even with their death they couldn't help this situation. Rak in yesh odam godol umuflog b'malo ma'oid ma'oid, it's only if there is a super, super exceptional person, yochai ligmor mashetzorech b'chaim chiyusai, he can complete all the tikkunim that he could possibly effect during his lifetime. Ki harbe yisurin v'dvorim koshim o'ivrim olav, a person who accepts this responsibility of Baal HaSadeh has to have tremendous yisurin pass over him. Ach al yidei gadlusoi umalosoi, through his greatness, o'ivr al kulam, he passes over all of him. Va'ise p'ulois hasodeh k'mashetzorach, and he handles the maintenance of the field in the manner that it's required. And when he's zeiche to be masakin all the neshamas that were outside the field and to bring them into the field, azai toy v'yofe me'oid lehispalel, then it's very, very good for the neshamas to be mispalel. Ki azai hatfilo al tikuno, then the tfilo is 100%. V'zeh ha'bal ha'sodeh hu mashgiach u'mishnadel tomid l'hashkoi so'ilonoi so'lagadlam. This master of the field always looks at the trees and grasses to water them, to maintain them. U'bishar tikkun ha'sodeh, all the other items associated with maintenance of a field, cutting out the weeds, pruning, doing whatever has to be done. To keep each tree at a proper distance from the other one, to keep each person in a proper distance from one another. If two trees are too close to the other, to each other, one can harm the other one's growth. When a tzaddik has mikuravim, he keeps each one on a separate level. He doesn't keep two too close to each other, so that neither one should be able to harm the other one's growth. Ki lefa'omim tzorech laharois lemekurov godoil harchoko gedoila. There are times when the tzaddik emes has to show to one of his great mekurovim a tremendous hisrachkus in order that this one shouldn't harm his friend. Why? Because if people will see that this one is very, 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 very close to the tzaddik emes, that people will look, they'll get jealous, they'll fall away through that. So there are times when the tzaddik emes has to show tremendous hisrachkus to one of his closest mekurovim in order that the hiskarbus of that mekurov should not harm the other ones. This is just the beginning of this Torah. This Torah is going to have in it real bombs away, as all it turns.
So we're talking about the whole thing about watering fields in Gemara this Shabbos, so the whole thing of watering and everything.
Exactly. Mashkin is based on Shabbos. Okay, we're in the middle of Torah Samach Hay. Ois Beis. Rabbeinu Zalman started off in this Torah talking about a field. in which they grow trees and grasses, which are super beautiful. And Rabbeinu Zal said that these refer to the neshamos. We had mentioned there's a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in a different term of the Kutumah, Revoho kitzema chasod anisaticha. Hashem says, I have made you plentiful, like the plants, like the grasses of the fields. So we see that the neshamos of Bnei Yisrael are compared to the grasses. And Rabbeinu Zal says that these grasses wait for the master of the field to tend them, to maintain them, to do everything that's needed in order to keep them well, in good condition. And Rabbeinu Zal says the one who wants to apply himself to being the Baal HaSodeh, the master of the field, Rabbeinu Zal says has to be a very, very great person. And Rabbeinu Zal said that there's a person who can't accomplish this item, who can't complete this item, unless he passes away. And even for that, Rabbeinu Zal says, you think that's a low madrega? That takes a very great tzaddik, one who with his passing could be masak in the field. But Rabbeinu Zal says there is a certain very great tzaddik, Odom Godol Muflog B'mala Ma'id Ma'id, who can complete the whole thing during his lifetime. And Rabbeinu Zal says he goes through tremendous yisurim, and through his greatness he passes over all of them, and he handles all the tikkunim of the field. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Zal writes that when they saw Rabbeinu Zal getting very, very sick, and Rabbeinu Zal, when he was talking, he was maramis to them that, remember I spoke to you about the field, you know, about what it takes. It takes tremendous yisurim and he has to pass away. So Rabbeinu Zal asked them, but you told us, Beferish, that there is a very great tzaddik who doesn't have to pass away. Meaning, he asked them point blank, if you say that there's one very great tzaddik, it's understood that it's you, period. Rabbeinu Zal said that when I said that, that was only with reference to a certain bechina of handling the field. In other words, in dealing with the field on a certain level, it's possible that you should have to pass away, it's possible that not. But to be the actual Baal HaSodeh and to accomplish all the tikkunim that are necessary, Rabbeinu Zal said for that, without any question, it must require passing away. It's only with the tzaddik's passing that he can really be misak in the whole thing. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal made it clear that when he said here there's a tzaddik that can do it during his lifetime, he didn't mean the entire process. He meant a certain bechina of the process. But the actual process must require passing away. No question about that.
Do we say that, so the Rabbeinu Zal, at the time of his passing, that was the next logical step for him at that point in time?
Not the next, not logical, just it was emergency necessary at that time. The neshamas in Uman, those thousands of neshamas, as Rabbeinu Zal described them, were waiting for a tikkun from him, and the only way he was able to bring about the complete tikkun for those neshamas, which was necessary at that specific time, would be through his passing.
But didn't he say, like, if he didn't have done, wouldn't have done certain things earlier in his, you know, life, he would have been able to live longer?
Like what?
And some physical things.
Oh, true. Well, the answer is everything, it all goes together. Because you have to understand that everything is hashkacha min hashamayim. In other words, a person says he does certain things to subtract from his health to cause him to pass away earlier. Could he have passed away later? If he would have taken better care of his health, he might have lived longer. But it's understood that whatever time he left at, that was the time, period. Rabbeinu Zal did say if he would have known how important the body is, he would have taken care of it more. But that doesn't deny one has nothing to do with the other. We say that Rabbeinu Zal lived exactly as long as the Arizal of 38. All of those items were Hashgacha and Hashemayim. Nothing could have changed that. Okay, now let's continue. And this Torah is extremely interesting. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Veda, and you should know, shekisha haneshamos oisin peiros, when these neshamos create fruit, meaning sheoisin ritzayin shalmachim, they fulfill the will of Hashem, because there's a Gemara which says that what are the fruit, what are the toildos of tzaddikim, toildos say, and shel tzaddikim is meisin mitzvos umeisin tovim, the children of tzaddikim are their mitzvos umeisin tovim. So Rabbeinu Zal says here that when these neshamos bear fruit, meaning they fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, Azai Meirin Enei Baal HaSodeh. Then the eyes of the Baal HaSodeh shine very brightly. V'yecholin Lihiyos Tzeifin V'royin B'mokem Shetzoruch. And the Baal HaSodeh can look as far as he has to look in order to be able to accomplish whatever he has to accomplish. V'ze B'chinas Sedei Tzeifim. This is the concept of a field of seers. We see the concept of tzeife being applied to field. We see this concept of looking, being able to look. Aval kishein oisim ratzon isparach, but when the neshama is in the field, do not fulfill the ratzon of Hashem chas v'sholom, azay nischashchen einav chas v'sholom, then the eyes of the baal hasoda become darkened, v'zeh b'chinas sedei boichem. This is a concept of a field of crying. Now, these are terms used about a field. Sdei tseifim and sdei boichem don't literally mean that. Rabbi Nizal is using these terms because the word tseifim means to look, the word boichem means to cry, the concept of a field of crying. Why? Ki bechi hu kilku harais. Crying spoils the vision of a person. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, k'may shekosuv, v'shavu he'ovim achar hageshem, there's a pasuk which says the clouds return after a rain. V'dorshu azal, the Gemara darshin, zeh hora'ois she'olech achar habechi. When it says the clouds return, clouds make it hard to see. The clouds cover up the eyes. After a person cries, the clouds return, meaning his eyes, his vision becomes blurred, hazy. When the eyes of the Baal HaSadeh shine and light and he can see well, in the Bechina of State Tzayfim, Azai Yochel Lehistakel V'chol Echod V'yechod L'Havio Yel HaTachlis, then the tzaddik is given perfect vision to be able to study each individual separately, to see what's required for his tikkun, and to bring him to the tachlis. Hainu, sheyochay lehistakel bahadibur shel kol echad. The tzaddik can study and analyze the dibur of each person im einay al tikkunei b'shleimus, to see whether it's not properly set. Because this individual is far from the tachlis, azai who may be oyel tachlis, then the tzaddik undertakes to bring him to the tachlis. For oz hadibur kahigin b'shleimus, and when the person gets to the tachlis, then his dibur becomes perfected. Ki kol dibur v'dibur hu olam mole. Rabbi Nizal says each dibur is a whole world. When a person gets up to daven before Hashem and he speaks the Dibur of Tefillah, Azai hu malake tzitzim ufrochim v'shoshanim noim, then he is actually going about picking all types of beautiful assorted flowers. The word Sheshana, we mentioned the Zohar Kodesh, begins with a pasuk, Kisheshana ben hachaychem kein rayosi ben avonois. As a rose among the thorns, so is my beloved among all the nations of the world. Klal Yisrael are compared to Sheshana. Why? The Zohar Kodesh says, because Sheshana is begematria Esther. Esther is the Shechina. Esther is the Malchus. Esther is the union of Tefillah. Esther is the union of Tefillah. Malchus is Tefillah. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ka'odam ha'hilech v'sadeh, like a person who's going in a field, u'malakei sheishanim u'prochim noem, and he's picking beautiful flowers, achas li'achas, one to one, he's arranging a bouquet, he's picking all types of assorted flowers, ad she'isagud achas, until he makes one bundle, v'yachakach malakei oid achas li'achas, then he goes ahead and makes another arrangement, v'oiseagud acheres, he makes a second bouquet, u'machabro mi'achat, he combines them to make a whole set of assorted bouquets. V'chein ha'lech ma'akav is kama kama agudah is yofim v'noim. Rabbi Nizal says, k'moy kein hu ha'lech b'tfilah me'ois la'ois. A person who is davening moves along from letter to letter, each letter of the tfilah, ad shen ischabrim kama ois yois, until many letters are combined, v'nasa mehem dibur, and from a combination of letters is formed a word, a sentence. V'chein oisev b'tevois shleimois, he forms them into whole worlds. V'achakach nischabrim beis ha'tevois, two words become combined. V'achakach ha'ilech u'malakeh yoiser, he picks more. Ad shegoymer brocha achas, until he completes an entire brocha. V'achakach u'malakeh yoiser v'yoiser, then he picks more and still more. V'ha'ilech me'ovois l'gvurois, he travels through the Shemoneh Esrei, from the Birkas Ovois to the broch of Ato Gibor Alam Hashem Achay Nesim, u'megvurois l'kedushois, from the broch of Ato Gibor, he goes to Hakel HaKadosh, v'chein hoylech lahalan yoser, he continues, and Rabbi Nizal says, mi yefo'er, who could possibly describe Gaidel Pe'er Halikutim, the tremendous beauty of these pickings, v'hakibutzim, and the combinations, she'odam malakeit u'mekabeit b'divurei ha'tfila, that a person combines and merges together in the words of tefillah. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Ukisha dibur yotze," and when the dibur comes out, "Vahadibur hu yotze mehanefesh." Where does dibur come from? Dibur comes from nefesh. that man became a living organism. The Targum is leruach memalalo, a spirit that speaks. Speech. So we see that Dibur is an inyan of nefesh. Nefesh chaya is translated to be ruach memalalo. Dibur. The Dibur is the nefesh. V'hadibur bo. By the way, Rabbi Zal mentioned many times that the word nefesh is begimatria 430, which is five times Elikim. Elikim is Malchus. Hey, the letter Hey is also Malchus. Five is Malchus. Five times Elikim is begimatria Nefesh, showing that Nefesh is an union of Malchus, an union of Dibur, Malchus Peh. Rabbi Nezal says that's why the word Peh itself is begimatria Elikim with Kaila. Rabbi Nezal says, V'hadibur bo v'nishma liosnov. This dibur, a person speaks it, and it's heard by his ears. K'may Shem Razal, as the Gemara lists, one of the requirements of tefillah is hashmei la'oznecha ma'asher tamotzi mipicha. Your ears must hear what's coming from your mouth. Why? What sphere are the ears? Bina. Reb Chaim Vital brings ha'ezen is begematria sub, which is bina. The mouth is Malchus. When a person allows his ears to hear what his mouth is saying, that's the yichud of the two Shechinas, the upper Shechina and lower Shechina coming together. Rabbi Nezal says, Azai hadib. So when the person's ears hear what he's saying, Azai hadibur mevakesh umischanein mehanefesh, the dibur begs and pleads with that person's nefesh, leval tiporet mimenu, not to separate, not to allow the nefesh to separate from the dibur. V'tekev kishiyose ois rishayna, and as soon as the first letter comes out of the person's mouth, kagoyin ois beis mitevas boruch, let's say a person is about to say the word boruch, he says bo, as he's saying the letter bo, azay mevakesh umeschane mehanefesh levalti porat mimenu, the letter beis begs this person not to separate, not to part with it. Ki eich tuchal lehisporit mimenu. How could you possibly separate from me? Legoidl ha-hiskashus v'ha'avo sheyesh beinenu. If we have such a tight friendship, we love each other so much, the nefesh and the dibur, which are actually one, how can you separate from me? Ki atoroya es yikar yefi v'zivui V'hadri v'tifarti, you see my, how precious I am, how beautiful I am, how great I am, and therefore v'eich tuchal anatek atzmecho mimeni, how can you separate, how can you remove yourself from me, v'lifreid meiti, and separate from me, part from me. Hein emes, although it's true, she'ata tzorech leilech yoser, that you must continue in your procedure of tefillah. Why? Kedei lelakit oitz v'lois yikorois, in order to pick other precious items, v'chamudais gedolais, and craved items, very great craved items. Avo eich tuchal lifreid mimeni v'lishkeich, I see, so what? No matter what, the Beis asks, how could you separate from me? How could you forget me? How could you go on and on where you're going to forget me? Al kolponim tireh, therefore the letter says to the nefesh, regardless of anything, make sure you see to it, shebechol mokayim shetelech v'tomei l'sham, that wherever you're going to go, leisish hachayisi, don't forget me, please don't forget me, v'leisif rab mimeni, and don't part from me. Ma'kol shkein kishegimret, okay, that's with a letter, that's with regards to an individual letter. Rabbi Nezal says now, Ma'kol shkein kishegimret teva achas, when a person completes a whole word, he says the whole word boruch, azai kol ha-tevo mevakeshes kol ha-na'ofim, the whole word presents this unbelievable plea, umelafethes, and it curls itself in, umechabekes soisoi, and it hugs the nefesh, ve'ina manecha soisoi leilech mito, it doesn't allow the nefesh to part from it. The dibur and the nefesh are so close together, the dibur tries to interlock with the nefesh, not to allow it to part from it. Rabbi Nezal says, ube emes, however in truth, the person is required, he must speak many other diburim, he must go on. He must go on and say many brachas until he completes the whole Seder HaTfilah. Al kain, therefore, haklau, the rule is, in other words, what do we learn from all of this? That a Jew is required to make the whole tefillah into one, He has to make a oneness, an achdus, within the tefillah. V'chol dibur shemedaber, and each word of tefillah that the person speaks, yihyeh nimtza shom kol hadiburim shel tefillah. He has to see to it that each word should be interlocked with all the other words of tefillah that he's saying. And from the first word that he began in tefillah, the Maideh of Maidani, until the last word of the last tefillah, Voed of Aleinu, he has to see to it that it should be all one. And when he's standing at the last word of the tefillah, it should be as though he's first standing at the beginning. He's still connected to the first word of tefillah that he said. He didn't forget it completely. He's concentrating hard to see to it that there shouldn't be any hefsek, any part where the chain breaks, to make one out of the whole thing, not to let any hefsek come in to part the tefillah. So that in this manner he'll be able to daven the whole tefillah, and yet he's not letting go of the first letter of tefillah. By saying to it that nothing gets in between, he keeps the whole chain intact. He keeps locking the first letter with the second letter, with the third letter, with the fourth letter, taking that first word, locking it with the next word, not allowing any sotan to get in the middle, any machshava zorois, any bad thought, any type of thoughts. By doing that, he makes one out of the whole tefillah. And Rav Mosselzal says in the Kutei Halachos that this is the whole side of a term that's used throughout Shas and Shulchan Aruch, which people don't understand at all. The Gemara many times refers to the one who davens to the Amid as Yoreid Lifnei HaTeva, the one who goes before the Amid. Teva means Amid, he goes before the Amid. This is a term that's used. Rav Mosselzal says, what does that mean? Rabbi Nassal says that the Shliach Tzibur, he is the one who is, in a sense, the tzaddik of the whole kohol. For that minute, why? He is the one who represents the whole Tzibur. He's acting as a Shliach on behalf of the Tzibur. So he's a Bechinas Rebbe to them for that period of time. Whoever it is, regardless of whoever it is, he's acting as their representative before Hashem. What qualification must he have? His tefillah has to be fabulous. What does Rabbi Nizal describe as fabulous tefillah? One who, as he's continuing to go on in tefillah, he always keeps going back to the beginning. He always remembers, he finishes a word, and then he goes back to connect it back with the beginning, the first word that he spoke. He goes to the second word, connects it with the first, goes to the third word, connects it, building a chain out of the whole thing, not letting anything separate. That's Pshat Yoreid Lifnei HaTeva. He's Yoreid, he's going down, but Lifnei HaTeva, before the word, to the word before, he keeps climbing up a mountain, and tefillah is ascending, and yet he's Yoreid Lifnei HaTeva. He says a word, and then he's Yoreid Lifnei HaTeva. He goes back down in front of the word to link it together with the item before, meaning one who makes an echad out of the entire tefillah. That's the highest qualification of a shliach tzibur, meaning one who davens with kavana. He doesn't allow any hefsek to come in. All right, just a second. Both terms are used. I don't recall which term you. Ayver Lefnei HaTeva is the same thing. He passes over to the word before. Ayver Lefnei HaTeva, he passes over to the word before. I don't remember which word he uses over there. Okay, next. Rabbi Nizal says, Veda, and you should know. Anyone know exactly what time Shkina is?
8:09.
10:08. All right, we'll stop in 5 minutes. Okay? Rabbi Nizal says, Veda, and you should know. Shebechinas zu, this concept, Hainu, Bechinas Echod, this concept of oneness in tefillah, Zehu Bechinas HaTachlis. This is the Tachlis. Kemoy Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Vayoyim Hahu Yihyeh Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. That Lo Sidlo Vayoyim Hashem will be one and His name will be one. What's Bayu Bayoyim Hahu Hainu HaTachlis? The concept of Bayoyim Hahu is in the future, that's the Tachlis. That's what we're looking to get to in the future. V'hu b'chinas, by the way, what do we say is one of the most outstanding items about the future? Ki mola ha'aretz deyo es Hashem kamim l'chassim. There'll be an increase in das. The das will be perfected. That's why the Arizal says that this term is used by Yom Hahu. Hahu is the name of Hashem, Aleph Kei Vov Kei, which is the name for Das. We mentioned it many times. Es Hashemayim Ves Ha'aretz. And by Moshe Rasis, Bateo Yisrael Ki Toiv. Toiv is always Das. Gam B'loi Das, Nefesh Loi Toiv. Toiv is an meaning of Das. That's by Yom Hahu. We'll get to the Tachlis when there'll be an increase in Das. We'll know how to make one of everything. What's Pshat making one? The Sholim, the Gor Ze'evim Keves, Benomerim Gdi Yachdov, a wolf will be able to live with a lamb. Why? Kimola Horetz Deyas Hashem, because there'll be Das. That's an idea of making oneness. Rabbi Nezal says, V'hu b'chinas Kulei Toiv. That's the concept of Kulei Toiv. Ki Echod Hu Kulei Toiv. The concept of one is a concept of something that's all good. How do we know it? As the Gemara says in Pesachim, al posik ze, about this posik, the posik says, b'yayim ahu yi ha-shem echod u-shem echod. So the Gemara there asks, otu ho-idno lav echod hu? But does that mean that Hashem right now is not one? Then he's going to be one, now he's not one. So the Gemara answers, Elohidno mevorachan al haro adayin emes, v'al ha-toiv ha-toiv ha-metiv. Nowadays, when something bad happens, we make a bracha of adayin emes. When something good happens, we make a bracha of ha-toiv ha-metiv. Avola osid, in the future, yevorchu al ha-koil ha-toiv ha-metiv. People will say to everything, ha-toiv ha-metiv, meaning, kulay toiv. They'll understand how everything is good. Shebechinas echod hu hatachlis. Rabbi Nezal says this concept of one, meaning that when it says b'yom ahu yi Hashem echod, meaning that everything will be toiv. So we see that echod is a concept of kulei toiv. Rabbi Nezal says v'hu kulei toiv ki hatachlis hu kulei toiv, because the final end of every single Jew is going to be kulei toiv. Ki afilu kol hatzorayis v'hayisurin hoivan al adam chas v'sholom, all this suffering and pain that goes over a person. Im yistakel al hatachlis, if a person will always think of the tachlis, bavadei inam rois klal, these items are not bad at all. Rak toivos gedolos, these sufferings are really tremendous favors. Why? Ki bavadei kol hayisurin boim bekavon omeshen isparach tevosli. Certainly, all the suffering that a person has comes from Hashem for that person's good. For one of two reasons. Either way, it's for his good. What are the two reasons? One of the purposes of Yisurin is to remind the person to do tshuva. So that's a fantastic favor. A person is, Hashem is giving a person a reminder. That's a tremendous chesed on the part of Hashem. Or the Yisurim are coming to grind up his sins, meaning to crush his sins to nothing, to destroy his sins. Then Cain, and if that's the case, Hayisurim Heim Toibes Kedoyles. All the suffering that a person goes through is surely tremendous favors. Ki Kavonas Hashem Yisborach Hu Bevadai Rak L'Toiva. Certainly Hashem's Kavona is only for the good. Nimtza. So what do we see? Shebechol Haroyes Vahayisurim Sheyesh Olam Hachas V'Sholom. Now all the bad and problems and suffering that a person has, Im Yistakel Al HaTachlis. If the person will look at the Tachlis, he'll look at what the actual kavana, what Hashem had in mind in doing this. This won't be a bad item, a distasteful item to him. It'll be a good item. Rak adaraba, yismali simcha. The person will be filled with simcha. Migoydel roiv hatayva, with the tremendous goodness. Sheistakel the tachlis hayisurim alolo, that he observes in the tachlis of these yisurim. Ki ha-tachlis hu kulei toiv, kulei echod kanal. The tachlis is all good, all echod. Rabbi Nezal says, ube'emes, the truth is, ein shum ra ba'olam. That even in olam hazeh, there's no such thing as bad in the world. Rak kulei toiv, the fact is that everything is all good. Ach ikra ha-tzara sheish olam ha-yisurim shefram ha-v'chas b'sholam. The main suffering that a person has, when a person suffers from Yisurim, what is he suffering from in actuality? The ikra tzara sheish olam ha-yisurim shefram ha-v'chas b'sholam hu rak machma sheloikhin me-ho-odom ha-das. The only reason why the person suffers is because they don't allow him to have his full senses at the time, his full seichel. If he had his whole seichel intact at the time that he was given suffering, he'd be able to handle it with no problem. He wouldn't look at it as suffering. That's the truth. And they take away the das, so that the person at that moment can't look at the tachlis, which is all good. That's what makes him feel the sensation of pain. When a person does have das and he can look at the tachlis, then he doesn't feel the suffering at all. Rabbi Nizal says, Uboze tovin dovor ne'elam v'nistar. Now you'll be able to understand a super, super secret that I'm going to reveal, Rabbi Nizal says. What is that? Ma'ashenitva benefesh odom, that which you find in the nature of a human being, kishyesh lo yisurim gedaylam rachman ha'olam, when a person has tremendous suffering, when he goes into a state of tremendous pain, kigoyim lamoshel kishyechayit chenei ze'evel odom ha'chas v'shalom, when they're chas v'shalom amputating an organ from a person, azai seisein v'itzei nesenel b'chayiz, he closes his eyes, he clenches his eyes very tightly, closed. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, Ki zeh onorayim v'chush. This we see in human nature, that kishe'odom reitze lehistakel adover shel rochit mimenu, when a person wants to look at something that's very far, azai seisei mesenov, he closes his eyes, umetzamtzein umechavitz horaois, he constricts and narrows down his vision, in order to concentrate the vision like a laser beam to be able to reach the item that he's trying to see that's very distant. Why? What is vision? Vision is a servant of the brain. All the five senses are servants of the brain. For what purpose? What's their mission? The mission of the vision is to bring an item which is being visualized back to the brain. Because factually, what is sight? Sight is only considered when the item is registered in the mind. It's only when a person understands what he's seeing that the item is categorized as sight. If a person sees something and he has no understanding of what's going on, you don't categorize that as though he saw the... When a person says, I saw that movie, what does it mean? It means, I saw it, I understood it, I know about it. Usually in conversation, when a person says, oh, I saw that already, it means, I know that item already. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vahiyadiyo hi ba moyach." The idea is in the brain. Ukshereitza hamoyach leida zehadover shemit kenegdoi. When the brain wants to know a certain item that's opposite it, that's 50 feet away, what does it do? Asai hu sheleach haraois. The brain sends the vision as a messenger boy. Vaharaois haleich varoya hadover. The vision goes out and sees the item. Umevio l'teich hamoyach and brings it back to the brain. Vazai yedea masheroya. Then the person knows what he's seeing. Valkain, Rabbi Nizal says, that's why you'll know. Kishemavirin, Dovra Lefneodam, Mehiris Gotl, when they pass an item before a person's eyes at a tremendous speed, Eino Yodea Moz Hadovar. He can't really describe the item to you. He doesn't know the quality of the item really well. Afsha Be'emes, Roa Hadovar Bein of Mamish, although his eyes definitely photographed that item, Im Kolze, still. Machmas hamihirus, because of the speed, there wasn't enough time for the vision to transmit the item to the brain. Therefore, when an item is very far away, this messenger is lazy. It has a certain range. You tell it to go out 300 feet, he'll do it for you. You tell him to go out 3,000 feet, he doesn't go that far. The vision, this meshoris, doesn't want to go out that far. To go out and bring the item back to the brain. Why? Because all the other items, because of the fact that the vision, as it looks out far, it broadens out, the vision goes like this. When you're looking like this, you see at a greater distance than when you're seeing this. Why? Because the vision becomes dispersed. As it goes more to a distance, it becomes dispersed. It's less powerful, like a flashlight. If you have a flashlight that's very narrow, it can go 500 feet. if it has a wider piece, because of the fact that it broadens out, it's not that powerful as a more pinpointed type of light. Rabbi Nizal says, V'chein machmas hapizur shenis pazer horo'oiz. Similarly, because of the spreading out, that the vision spreads out, it expands, al yidei zeh hu niklash. By doing that, it becomes weakened. Ve'ein boi kleach lo v'yedo v'sheroi lo techamoyach. It doesn't have the power to bring back the item that it's visualizing back to the brain. Al kein tzorech listoy meseno. Therefore, when a person wants to see an item at a distance, he has to close his eyes and narrow them. Ulatzamtzein horo'ois, constrict the vision. Ulachav me'el adav she'tzorech. And to point it exactly, to restrict it only to the exact item that he's trying to see. Why? Kidei shelo yevalvul dvorim acherim. In order that the other items that are all over on the side should not be mevalvul the rois. Vegam kidei sheyischazei korach harois. In order that the vision should become strengthened, more powerful. V'lo yeh kolosh. It shouldn't be weak, dispersed. And then when a person does this, when he clenches his eyes, then it's easier to be able to see an item that's at a greater distance than when he has his eyes open. We'll hold it right over here for now. Belina, that we'll finish this paragraph right after Marav. It'll take 5 minutes. We'll know if said that just like when a person wants to see something from far, he has to squint his eyes. In other words, to constrict it so that the vision doesn't get dispersed by expanding out at a distance. K'moy kein, similarly, k'sheroit simle histakel al ha-tachlis. When a person wants to look at the tachlis, beruchnis, he wants to look at the future, losid lovoi, shehu kulei toiv kulei echod, which is kulei toiv kulei echod, as we explained just before, tzorech listai mesenov, he has to close his eyes, ulechavein ha-histaklis el ha-tachlis, and to concentrate his sight to the tachlis, to concentrate focus. To focus his sight to the tachlis, ki oir ha tachlis. And to concentrate his sight to the tachlis, to concentrate focus. His whole, to focus his sight to the tachlis, ki oir ha tachlis.